Montag said, I've been a fool all down the line. I can't stay long. I'm on my way, God knows where.
At least you were a fool about the right things, said Faber. I thought you were dead. The audio capsule I gave you.
Burnt.
I heard the captain talking to you, and suddenly there was nothing. I almost came out looking for you.
The captain's dead. He found the audio capsule. He heard your voice. He was going to trace it. I killed him with the flamethrower. Faber sat down and did not speak for a time. My God. How did this happen? Said Montag. It was only the other night. Everything was fine. And the next thing I know, I'm drowning. How many times can a man go down and still be alive? I can't breathe. There's Beatty dead, and he was my friend once, and there's Millie gone, and I thought she was my wife, but now I don't know. And the house all burnt, and my job gone, and myself on the run, and I planted a book in a fireman's house on the way. Good Christ, the things I've done in a single week.
You did what you had to do. It was coming on for a long time.
Yes, I believe that, if there's nothing else I believe. It saved itself up to happen. I could feel it for a long time. I was saving something up. I went around doing one thing and feeling another. God, it was all there. It's a wonder it didn't show on me, like fat. And now here I am, messing up your life, too. They might follow me here.
I feel alive for the first time in years, said Faber. I feel I'm doing what I should have done a lifetime ago. For a little while, I'm not afraid. Maybe it's because I'm doing the right thing at last. Maybe it's because I've done a rash thing and don't want to look the coward to you. I suppose I'll have to do even more violent things, exposing myself so I won't fall down on the job and turn scared again. What are your plans?
To keep running.
You know the war's on.
I heard.
God, isn't it funny, said the old man. It seems so remote because we have our own troubles.
I haven't had time to think. Montag drew out $100. I want this to stay with you. Use it any way that'll help when I'm gone.
But
I might be dead by noon. Use this. Faber nodded.
You better head for the river if you can follow along it. And if you can hit the old railroad lines going out into the country, follow them. Even though practically everything's airborne these days and most of the tracks are abandoned, the rails are still there, rusting. I've heard there are still hobo camps all across the country, here and there, walking camps, they call them, and if you keep walking far enough and keep an eye peeled, they say there's lots of old Harvard degrees on the tracks between here and Los Angeles. Most of them are wanted and hunted in the cities. They survive, I guess. There aren't many of them, and I guess the government's never considered them a great enough danger to go in and track them down. You might hole up with them for a time and get in touch with me in St. Louis. I'm leaving on the 5 a.m. bus this morning to see a retired printer there. I'm getting out in the open myself at last. This money will be put to good use. Thanks, and God bless you. You want to sleep a few minutes?
I'd better run.
Let's check.
He took Montag quickly into the bedroom and lifted a picture frame aside, revealing a television screen the size of a postal card.
I always wanted something very small, something I could walk to, something I could blot out with the palm of my hand if necessary, nothing that could shout me down, nothing monstrous big. So, you see,
he snapped it on. Montag, the TV set said, and lit up. M-O-N-T-A-G. The name was spelled out by a voice. Guy Montag. Still running. Police helicopters are up. A new mechanical hound has been brought from another district. Montag and Faber looked at each other. Mechanical Hound never fails. Never, since its first use in tracking quarry, has this incredible invention made a mistake. Tonight, this network is proud to have the opportunity to follow the Hound by camera helicopter as it starts on its way to the target. Faber poured two glasses of whiskey.
We'll need these.
They drank. Nose so sensitive, the mechanical hound can remember and identify 10,000 odor indexes on 10,000 men without resetting. Faber trembled the least bit and looked about at his house, at the walls, the doorknob, and the chair where Montag now sat. Montag saw the look. They both looked quickly about the house, and Montag felt his nostrils dilate, and he knew that he was trying to track himself, and his nose was suddenly good enough to sense the path he had made in the air of the room, and the sweat of his hand hung from the doorknob, invisible, but as numerous as the jewels of a small chandelier. He was everywhere, in and on and about everything. He was a luminous cloud, a ghost that made breathing once more impossible. He saw Faber stop up his own breath for fear of drawing that ghost into his own body, perhaps, being contaminated with the phantom exhalations and odors of a running man. The mechanical hound is now landing by helicopter at the site of the burning. And there, on the small screen, was the burnt house, and the crowd, and something with a sheet over it, and out of the sky, fluttering, came the helicopter, like a grotesque flower.